Coaching Impact Radio, informative conversation by coaches for coaches with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Coaching Scenarios, asking the important question, what if? We are continuing our series of asking coaching experts, what happens when? The subject today is divorce recovery, and Frankie and Terry's expert is Coach Lori Rubenstein.
All right, and in this next conversation about some of the most common coaching scenarios that our coaches may be encountering these days, we're going to be talking about divorce recovery. And certainly this is a hot topic. I mean, this is certainly a situation I don't think any of us can shake a stick and not run into somebody who hasn't experienced this scenario in their lives, either personally or amongst an immediate family member or friend. And we have brought on, as we introduce Lori Rubenstein, who is going to be giving us her insight around a couple of particular scenarios. But before we do that, Lori, can you kind of just give us an overview in a couple of sentences about the niche of coaching divorce recovery? What's that all about?
Sure. So, Terry, being a divorce recovery coach really means being in service. I would say that's number one. You're in service to people who are probably at the worst point in their lives. They're usually just absolutely devastated, and they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. And the great thing about a divorce coach is, you know, just you can be that person who's like an advocate for their healing and to hold them really big. I mean, you know, we talk about that in coaching a lot, holding people big, but I don't know any other area where holding someone big is so important, because they just don't see themselves as whole and they feel very broken. They're worried about their children, their future, their stability. I mean, it's a very sort of primal fear that people have, and divorce recovery coaches can really see the difference between people looking at their situation as a total tragedy or turning it around to being a gift and a blessing in their life.
And Lori, you talked also about transcending divorce.
Right.
And that divorce can be a gift. Can you just talk for just a second about that?
Yeah. So what happens, I think, often is that people become their divorce, and transcending divorce is really a concept of helping people understand that divorce is something that happened in their life, but they're not their divorce. You know, they can go beyond that, and they can really use divorce as a platform, you know, thinking about the 20-foot high dive, right, and how scary it is going off of that. But, you know, the people who are brave and courageous and jump off of that platform, they make it. You know, they land in something called water. And there really is another side to divorce, and that is, you know, building your self-esteem, your self-confidence, knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way. I mean, I can say, like, even for me just personally, I remember in my relationship always thinking, my husband is such a great teacher, and I always admired that about him. And I always used to say things like, I'm not a teacher. You know, he's a teacher, I'm not. And after the divorce, I found out that I was an amazing teacher. And it was just such a shocking thing because, you know, I ended up teaching classes, transcending divorce classes, in fact, at a community college. So there's things that you learn about yourself that you just don't learn when you're in that initial relationship with yourself.
Very interesting. Well, and that I think that learning piece, that leads us into the scenario that we want to talk about today, and because I think that there's so many layers of learning in this. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Should I talk about the actual scenario? That
yeah, absolutely. Let's start with outlining the scenario. Something that, okay, I'm sure you encounter on a pretty regular basis is scenarios like this. Let's start with that, and then let's talk about how you would go about coaching it.
Sure. sure. So here's a scenario that I came up with, and I came up with it because I face it so often. So you have a client who's going through a divorce, and you know they're processing, they're going through the process, they're going to mediation. They seem to be able to, you know, they're plodding along and they're resolving their issues, and they're both pretty focused on doing this through mediation and not through court. And you know, your client, you've been working with your client, and you know they're accepting the fact of the divorce, even though they weren't particularly happy with it. And then she receives a phone call from somebody, a friend, a so-called friend, who said that they just heard that her husband was dating somebody, and that in fact they've been going out for a long time. And she just, you know, really felt obligated to tell her about that. She thought it was important for her to know. And so there you are. You know, your coaching call is scheduled, and she's very agitated. She is, you know, just seeing red. She wants to tell the kids that, you know, okay, this is why we're getting divorced. You know, this is why they're losing their father. This is why he's destroying their life. It's because of this other woman. And now she wants to go to court. She wants to fight it out. She wants retaliation. She doesn't want him to get away with anything. And you go, oh, shoot. Oh, no. You know, like everything that you can just see, like everything that you've been working towards with her is going down the drain. So what do you do?
Yeah, not only going down the drain, but going down the drain fast.
Fast.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question. So where do you start in that scenario? Like, what's one of the first either questions that you ask or concepts you try and introduce?
So the biggest thing that I tell coaches really to work on with this, and it's so hard to do because remember as coaches, right, we want to fix things, right? We want things to be okay. We want to fix things, even though that's not necessarily what we're supposed to do as coaches. As human beings, we really want to fix things. Right, we've put a lot of our time into this case. We want to make it better. So where you're just biting at the bit to make it better, I want to say don't allow her to express her feelings. Really, and confirm them. Like, and we all know this, that it's so important to be heard. Even if you're totally off the wall about something, it doesn't matter. We want to be heard. We want to know that somebody heard us and heard our hurt. And this is very difficult to just be with the person. And just so the first thing is, you know, I would say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry this happened to you. You know. Tell me more about it. Tell me how you're feeling. Like, you must be really, like, out of your mind. You know, like, say those things. You know, like, you know, express back. Imagine how you would feel if that happened to you. You know, I totally understand that you want to be retaliatory. I totally get that. And your higher self is kicking in, obviously, and you're maybe asking her, let's not make a decision yet about how you're going to respond. Could you just wait and let's work on it first so that we can do using that we language so that she doesn't feel all alone, that we know we make a plan, you know, that we have a direction to go. And you don't have to start filling that direction in, you don't have to make the plan, but just getting them to slow down, express their feelings, and not jump off and, you know, like, destroy the children's lives, you know, because she's angry and hurt.
Right, or overstep some really critical piece of information. You know, when you it's like the bull in the china shop, right? It's like when you're moving ahead in that sort of guttural response or reactive way, you wind up toppling over things that really are better left untoppled.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I was watching a movie last night. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was with Cameron Diaz and two other women, and it was about, you know, one man cheating on his wife, and then he had a mistress, and he was actually cheating on the mistress with someone else, and, you know, he was basically a bum, and he was sleeping around with a lot of people. But, you know, I was watching sort of the dynamics in there and how, you know, how you just don't know what to do, and you don't know what to believe anymore, because everything that you've believed for, you know, they could have been together 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you know, you have a belief that things are one way, and then you find out it's something else. It's very disconcerting for people. They you know, they just really lose their footing. They lose their balance. They don't know what to do when everything that they've always known isn't. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. Yeah. It almost seems like there's a huge coaching opportunity right there, mm-hmm. in as a divorce recovery coach, recognizing that upending of identity is going to be one of the things you're coaching.
Exactly. And that can be a whole entire coaching session. And, you know, if you think that your job is all about, you know, getting them to the end point and getting them to be divorced, it's not about that. It's using this divorce as a tool for personal and spiritual growth. You know, that these are learning lessons all throughout this. Everything that's happening is a gift in some way to learn, to grow, to teach.
And that's pretty difficult for people to grasp when they're in the midst of, you know, such anger. And it's really why I like what you said about getting them to really express what they feel. All the warts and, you know, ugly things about those feelings, just getting them on the table. Because it's not, I mean, as important as it is to be heard by someone else, the coach who's working with you, when you speak the words, you are hearing them for the first time. And that allows you to get deeper into what's really going on for you. So if that's the first step, then what comes after that in terms of the coaching?
So one of the things I love doing with people, and I think this is a great coaching tool, is to role play. You know, everything that she wants to say to him, I can be a really safe place for her to say it. So that's sort of like, you know, after we're talking about feelings, it's like, again, it's even more of getting it out of her system by role-playing with her and you being the husband and holding the space. And sometimes, I mean, it's so interesting, but even if it's not from him, to hear it from you, I'm really sorry that I hurt you so much. As the pretend husband, there is really a healing that goes on there. So you know, there's a brainstorm. There's a brainstorming with her about what does she want to do, you know, how does she want to do it, what are the pros and cons of her telling the husband that she knows. I mean, even just starting there. When it comes to the children, though, like, you know, in this scenario, she wants to tell the kids, right? Really trying to get an agreement from her not to tell the kids. And saying, you know, you can always tell the kids later, but right now, not to do it. And there's some reasons for that, you know. How do you think, you know, saying to her things like, how do you think it will affect the children's self-esteem? You know, because they're one half of him. And so if you're so angry at him, maybe you don't like them either.
Well, you know? And Lori, you're opening up a huge conversation there, and that has to do with the children. And I really would love to kind of dig into that a little bit deeper, because it is such a huge component to this. But let's just take a quick break. We're going to just step away for a second, and we'll be right back.
Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Impact Coaching Academy offers life coach training and certification in over 20 specialty categories: life, business, couples, health and wellness, and more. Courses can be completed as self-paced study, live teleclasses, or in-person intensives. Just like our radio show, Impact Coaching Academy is by coaches for coaches, and you can join in for free. Sign up now for your free membership and receive over 20 hours of training and programming, yours to listen to and enjoy, absolutely free. Then chart your own path for growth with courses that are starting soon. Check the calendar to see the current offerings. Impact Coaching Academy. Check it out right after the program at impactcoachingacademy.com.
Okay, so back to the conversation, picking up where we left off. Lori, you were just starting to talk about really allowing your client to think through the impact on their children. And I have to imagine that being either party, husbands or wives, you know, spouses, that either party has got a huge sense of responsibility and practical responsibility when there are children involved. So say a little more about how you help guide your client around their thinking when it comes to the kids. I think that that's a huge area.
So one of the things that I do right at the beginning of coaching a divorced client who has children is to really help them understand, because they're having a lot of guilt about how they're going to destroy their children's lives going through this divorce, right? I mean, almost everybody has that. And I tell people it's not the divorce that really destroys children. It's the way the parents behave afterwards and during the separation, and how the children are treated. So, you know, the idea, so I get them right, you know, sort of buying in with this idea right at the very beginning that, you know, no matter what's happening in your life, you have to set it aside for the sake of your children, you know, and this is, you know, so there's this primal thing going on, you know, the primal energy of I'm hurt, I'm humiliated, I feel like a fool, what an idiot, you know, blah, 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 and retaliation. And so I talk to them about, you know, there's this sort of the lower primal part of us, which is real and needs to be honored, but that can be honored between you and me. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to tell the world. You don't have to expose it to the world. And then your higher, more spiritual self that gets to make decisions like, I'm going to put aside my hurt, my anger for the sake of my children. And I will use myself often in my coaching if there's a point to be made. And, for example, I will tell people, you know, I was going through two different visitation and a child support issue with my children's father when I was going through my divorce. And my children didn't even know that that was happening. Like, they have no idea, you know, that we went through a court case, you know, and they were older. They didn't know. So there is definitely a way to do that. Children, and then I'll teach them. So this is where I'm educating people who are going through training so that they can educate their clients down the road. And part of the education is that children are very self-centered when, you know, as kids. So the whole world is through the map of their map of the world. And so they will often believe, for example, that they caused their parents' divorce. And it's really hard to explain to them, you know, an adult situation, because all they are saying is, my father's leaving me, right? So I'm unlovable, there's something wrong with me, I'm not good enough. When you start putting down the other parent, you're putting your children in the middle. And they start doubting their own wholeness and their goodness, because obviously they're the result of both of you. So you start putting that other person down, really the children are going to start feeling like they're put down. They're going to start, you know, when you start putting the kids even in the middle, like, who was your father with this weekend? Was he with the girlfriend? You know, what was she like? Was she mean to you? Was she nice to you? You know, whatever, you know, you start prying for information, they're going to, instead of wanting to talk about that, they're going to start defending the other side because they feel like you're putting them down and they're in that position. So it's so unhealthy to do that. I also refer people, there's a book by a woman named Judith Wallerstein, and she did the longest term study of children of divorce. It was a 25-year study, which is pretty amazing. And it really talks, I mean, from now the adult child's perspective, what it was like being put in the middle and what it was like being a child of divorce. And I recommend people to read about that because this is one of the places where even though you're going through something so hard in your life, you can really do something good and right to make a big difference in your kid's life.
It sounds like this whole process of really powerful questions and asking the client if they have children to think about the effect on the children. I mean, this whole process seems to me that it mitigates those negative feelings about the situation. I mean, if it doesn't, you know, totally eliminate them, at least it seems that it gives the client an opportunity just to be more aware of those feelings and understand that they have the power to choose, you know, what they're going to, how they're going to behave, what they're going to do, and that's taking back their power. Does
exactly.
that make sense?
So they can still feel the feelings, and yeah. the feelings are true and real, but have the appropriate outlet for your feelings, like your divorce coach, your counselor, mm-hmm. even your attorney, you know, figure or a good friend or, you know, a family member away, you know, out of the earshot of the children.
Yeah. And then eventually, you know, time heals all, and that whole understanding, that level of awareness that they bring to the situation can help them transform in those feelings. So they're not as angry and they're not as hurt. Is that true?
Actually, I don't totally agree with that. Mm. In this case, I don't believe that time heals all wounds, whether it's with a death or a divorce or, you know, an illness of somebody else. I think it's working on your issues that heals the wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know plenty of people 20 and 30 years out who are as angry at their ex-spouses as they were the day of the announcement of divorce.
Amen.
Because they didn't do their work.
I know some of those people.
Yeah, I do too. And that's why divorce coaching is so imperative, and that's why the forgiveness piece is like beyond helpful for people, because the healing about their spouses, their spouses' family members, friends that disappeared on them, their own family members that are angry, and their own guilt, you know, and shame, and forgiving themselves. I mean, it's so big and there's so much, and that is really, truly the pinnacle point of actually healing. So you can help somebody get through, like I think a regular divorce coach can help somebody get through the divorce. And my piece in this is, okay, that's sort of one step. That's like step A. But the real big step is getting them to a place of peace, tranquility, excitement about life, and that all happens through the steps of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty challenging for people to do on their own.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, and that's why I teach it, you know, in the course, Frankie. I mean, that's why it's. I just feel like it's so imperative for everybody to really understand how, you know, what, why forgiveness is so important, and then helping to work with their clients on how to forgive. Mm-hmm. And so the people going through the course are going to learn literally how to teach people how to forgive. And believe me, I mean, in their own lives, they're going to rock because they're going to know how to forgive and clear up their own personal issues with people in their lives.
And that's a transcendence piece, right?
Yep, exactly.
I think there's a kind of a real punctuation mark, you know, for the whole conversation, and that is exactly what you're sharing now, which is your expertise coming at these different scenarios comes from a solid background of training, which I certainly advocate and think is essential, especially when there's so much at stake. I think that's really, I mean, there isn't everybody's lives, but when you really are specializing in a crisis-rich niche market, which this certainly is, it's so important to be prepared, to feel prepared as the coach. I mean, I can't even imagine from a coach's standpoint how nerve-wracking it would be to go in not feeling confident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just huge.
Yeah. And that's why it's literally at the very beginning of the course, I think the very first class, I have people making sure that their own relationships are cleared up. And we have this divorce wheel of life that we look at. And so people can actually look at their own scenario and make sure that they're not going into this you know, because they're a man hater or a woman hater, or they want to, you know, prove something, you know, to their ex, you know, or they want to just feel better about their own personal scenario. We really want them to go in whole and healthy first. And they do that like in the abuse, when people work with people going through abuse, you can imagine a lot of people have been abused who want to work with those types of people. Well, they're like, you can't do this for 2 years until after your abuse situation. We want to make sure you're whole and healthy first. And I try to do that, too, in the divorce recovery realm.
Absolutely. Well, you've definitely brought some very powerful techniques and conversations to this scenario and the multiple layers that come with it. Frankie, are there any final questions or thoughts on your part before we wrap up?
Well, I think, again, this really shows that each niche has specific nuances and that you really need to understand those nuances. You need to understand the client situations before you can effectively coach the client. And in order to do that, you need the right training. And so, again, you know, that's been made evident. So thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
And Lori, any final words for our listeners?
Just, you know, I think that if you have a passion for this, you know, many people come into this having a passion, either being a child of abuse or a divorce, or going through a divorce yourself. And I think that's wonderful because that's where passion really begins, is wanting to see something better in the world than what you dealt with. And I just suggest, you know, to people, get the proper training first, because you really want to know what you're doing when you're helping other people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Good. And I think that we've given some great information on how to do that today if this already is your niche specialty and you're already well into your training and your practice. I think you've probably picked up some really good tips today. And if not, you've seen an insight into what coaching this specialty niche is going to be like. And certainly we hope this empowers you to dig deeper and give it a try. Come on, check it out and see if it is, in fact, for you. You certainly have a wealth of opportunity and a lot of good that can be done. And with that, we're going to hand things back to Vince to close us out for today. Until next time.
Thank you for joining us today. Come back next week for more exciting coaching conversation by coaches for coaches with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Experience ICA with over 30 hours of complimentary materials, then chart your own specific training plan at impactcoachingacademy.com. And, of course, join us and access the growing archive of programs at CoachingImpactRadio.com. Join us next week, same time and place, as we continue the coaching conversation. I'm Vince Hayes. Bye-bye, everyone.